Okay, so there's a very interesting insight that has to do with the halacha called Kiddush b'makom Suda. So you know that the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kluf Aleph introduces to us a concept called Kiddush b'makom Suda, which means that when a person makes Kiddush on Shabbos, it's incumbent on him to have that Kiddush take place b'makom Suda, in conjunction with the Suda. And the Rashbam brings a couple of sources for this concept. Number one, says the Rashbam, and this seems to be the primary reason brought down by the Paiskim, that the Pasuk says, the Karosa L'Shabbos Oinig, that we darshan, the Karosa L'Shabbos Oinig, the Oinig of Shabbos should be at the same place as the Karosa, as the Kriya, as the reading, which is the reading of the words of Kiddush. And therefore, the Kiddush should be B'mokam Oinig, B'mokam the Suda. So there's supposed to be an attachment and a conjunction between your Kiddush and your Suda. The question is, what do you have to eat after Kiddush for that Kiddush to be deemed Kiddush B'makom Suda? So there are Rishonim that hold that we are Machmir, and for a person to be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Kiddush and to fulfill the mandate of Kiddush B'makom Suda, the Kiddush has to be in place of the actual Suda, which means the Suda of bread that's being Mekayim Mitzvah's Suda Shabbos. So the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina is, and the Vilna Goin reportedly passing this way as well, that you need to have actual bread. I mean, Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, when you're making Kiddush. So Kiddush Mekam Suda means Kiddush in the place of the primary Suda. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina and the Vilna Goin. Lahalacha, we don't passing that way in Hilchos Shabbos, based on the Psak of the Mishnah Brura. And there are two varying opinions as to how far we'll go in terms of being lenient. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kiddush brings down the opinion of the Ge'onim. The Ge'onim hold that it's enough to drink wine. Wine is satisfying. It makes you content. It's saveya. It's very filling. And therefore, according to the Ge'onim, you'd make Kiddush, and drinking a revius of wine is satisfying enough to be deemed b'makom suda. So you don't have to actually have bread. You don't even need to eat mezainis. According to this opinion, as long as you drink a revius of wine, that qualifies as Kiddush b'makom suda. There's a machlokes between the Taz and Lavush. Does it mean a revius of wine in addition to the cup of Kiddush? Or does it mean the actual Kiddush itself is enough as long as there is a revius of wine being consumed? That's a machlekes. L'chatchila, we try to be machmer and have an additional revius, but if it's a difficult situation, b'makom atchak, you could be mekel. But be that as it may, that's the opinion of the Ge'onim, and we rely on this in a time of need. B'makom atchak, we rely on the wine itself being a fulfillment of Kiddush B'makom Suda. We try to have more than just wine for Kiddush B'makom Suda, but lahalacha, if it's a difficult situation, we allow a person to rely on the drinking of wine for Kiddush B'makom Suda. Says the Magen Avraham, and this is paskind lahalacha in Mishneh Berurah, in Hilchos Kiddush, says the Magen Avraham, if wine is sufficient to be mekayim Kiddush B'makom Suda according to this opinion, then certainly mezainos as well should qualify for Kiddush B'makom Suda. Because in Hilchos Brachos, in terms of the priority of which bracha you should make in the sequence of brachos, mezainos primarily is before Bayer Pri Hagafen on wine. And therefore, if wine qualifies for Kiddush B'makom Suda, certainly mezainos should qualify. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, lahalacha, when a person makes Kiddush, as long as you have mezainos afterwards, you have a shira of mezainos, that qualifies as Kiddush B'makom Suda. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and that's the Psak of the Mishneh Berurah. Now, some people are machmir, and they try to satisfy all opinions. So let's say they'll have Kiddush and Shul, and they'll have a mezainis, so they'll be mekayim the mitzvah according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And nevertheless, when they go home and they're about to start their actual Suda of bread for Suda Shabbos Kiddush, they'll make Kiddush again to satisfy the opinion of the Vilna Goin and the Rabbeinu Yoina, that you'll have Kiddush as well in the place of the actual Suda's pas, the Suda of bread. But Me'ikar Hadin, we pass like the Magen Avraham, that it's adequate to have mezainis for the fulfillment of Kiddush B'makom Suda. Here comes a very interesting insight. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in his Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, makes the following distinction. And he says like this: when it comes to Kiddush on Shabbos day, we generally could be more lenient. And that's because Kiddush on Shabbos day is primarily only Drabanan. And since it's only Drabanan, we could generally be Mikol. As opposed to Kiddush on Friday night, we'll generally take a more stringent stance since that Kiddush primarily is a fulfillment of a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan as follows, even though the minig ha'olam is to rely on the opinion of the Magen Avraham and to be yotzei kiddush makom sudo by having kiddush and then eating mezonos, a person should only rely on that on kiddush Shabbos morning, which is only primarily drabanan. However, on Friday night, since the kiddush is deraisa, it's more chamor, and in that case, a person dafka should make sure to have kiddush in the place of the actual suda of bread. You should not rely on the Magen Avraham to eat mezonos if we're talking about kiddush on Friday night, since that kiddush is more stringent, being that it's deraisa. And that seems to be sort of the minhag ha'olam. We rely on the Magen Avraham, and we have kiddush and shul after davening, and we have mezonos, and we assume that that's kiddush makom suda, but we generally do not follow that opinion when it comes to Friday night. We don't make kiddush on and have mezonos. We make sure to have kiddush in the place of the actual bread meal, being that that kiddush is deraisa, and ostensibly we should be stringent about the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Very interestingly, if you notice on Simchas Torah night and some other times throughout the year, we tend to be mekel, let's say, on Yom Tov. So let's say Simchas Torah night is a classic example. Many shuls and many yeshivas before hakafas will make kiddush and they'll have some mezonos and they won't have the suda of bread. And they'll assume that that's sufficient because of kiddush makom suda based on the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Now all of a sudden we're relying on the Magen Avraham even by night. So the answer to this is that indeed most opinions hold, and this is in fact the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that kiddush on Yom Tov is only Durabanan. And therefore, since kiddush on Yom Tov is only Durabanan, we equate that with kiddush on Shabbos day, which also is Durabanan. And therefore, just like we rely on the Magen Avraham's view that mezonos qualifies for kiddush makom suda on Shabbos morning since it's Durabanan, so too we'll rely on that, let's say, on Simchas Torah or Yom Tov night, being that that kiddush as well is Durabanan. And therefore, we'll rely on the Magen Avraham that that's kiddush makom suda as long as you have mezonos after kiddush.